Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Do you like Christmas?
Love it.
And yeah, of course, I do too.
This issue, we've got the beautiful Jennifer Garner on, which I think is probably our most Christmassy looking cover we've ever done. And then if you flip it over, you have an amazing Christmas cookbook.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So on the show today, we've got our food director, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, I know it was probably about April or May you started planning the Christmas cookbook. Is that right?
It was. I was thinking for Christmas all year, but yes, definitely April, May, and we shot it in August. So it's a little cold and raining outside, but we're really focused on summer and being outside and beautiful new recipes for people who are willing to try them. So, and we also thought this year we'd talk about some different cuisines from around the world. So we've really sort of changed our Christmas food a little bit this year, but I think people are going to love it. They need to get out there and buy the issue. It is absolutely beautiful. I'm very proud of the food we've done.
So it's a little bit different this year in that you've broken it down into different menus. You know, there's the beautiful baking section as well, but tell us a bit about the four different menus.
We've got an Aussie Christmas for you, and which is traditional Australian fare, which is absolutely at a New Zealand accord. We've got some poached stone fruit in there and a lovely, beautiful roast lamb, and then we've taken it on through to an Asian banquet. You know, we all like to get together and celebrate Christmas, so this is a feast serving aid. And then we've also got a southern style food, which is you've got your spicy taste in there and a bit of bourbon. And then we're moving on through to a Pacific Christmas.
Ben's got very excited about the mention of bourbon.
I love bourbon.
You do?
Now in small doses.
Now, I've got to tell you, that recipe looks absolutely amazing. The pie, what is it? That looks great.
That's a small pie. That's a whiskey pie, Michael. That is beautiful.
Oh,
and do you know what?
Oh, my goodness.
It's three different, put it together, it's three different layers. But it's just a grill under the oven. So if the day's turned out really, really hot, this is the perfect dish to make. And also it can be made in advance. And I made it just the other day, and the kids love it, although it's got a little bit of whiskey in there. Well, you can take that out if you need to.
They slept soundly that night.
And they didn't drive. No driving if you've been drinking that whiskey small pie. Even the whiskey small pie.
Imagine getting pulled over by a random breath test. I just had a whiskey pie. Yeah, right. Good excuse. That's a beautiful, beautiful cookbook this year. I love it.
What's your favourite one, Ben?
Well, Michael's got the book at the moment, but I really do love the Southern soul food there.
Oh, very good. And what about you, Michael?
It beats that sausage roll we had, Michael, earlier before the show.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ben. Look, I'm a bit of an old classic. I've got to say that raspberry pavlova looks so delicious.
It's a bit of a fave.
Exactly.
But this is a bit of a different take on the pavlova. We've made it in two rounds. The pavlova is made in two rounds. And then we've got just a litre of ice cream. So it's like a pavlova sandwich.
Yum.
How good is that?
I love that popcorn look,
I know.
Too. What's
and
that?
You know what? That popcorn is so easy.
Oh.
The recipe's there. Look, it's you know, what is it? It's not even four or five ingredients. But
yeah.
I like the way you've decorated it, Michelle, in little cones to serve.
Oh, that's Hannah, our food stylist. She's done a wonderful job. And yes, the popcorn is very, very easy. And it's a great gift to make. It's a salted caramel popcorn. So it's just a matter of, mounting those ingredients together and putting in your popcorn. And then you've got a perfect gift or just a nice little after-dinner treat.
Now, I've got to come clean. The sticky lemon shortbread actually did come into the office. And honestly, I turned into Hoover Hog. Look at it. Look how beautiful that looks.
It is inviting.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
I tell you, we've got a little producer working with us today. He's giving us the wind up. I tell you what, your son is really well trained.
He comes from good stock.
So the issue is out now. Of course, if you go out, you can get the December issue and flip it over, and there's your Mind Food Christmas cookbook on the back there. So that's fantastic.
Look, we've got to get planning underway, everybody. The issue's there. It's beautiful. A really, really beautiful cookbook. So get out there and get yourself organized early and host that Christmas party. You might think you're up to it, but the recipes are easy. And you'll be the star of the day.
Hey, Michelle, thanks for being on the show this week.
Thank you for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.